Dan and Jenny on ABC Newcastle.
After finally getting through the drought, farmers are now suffering from the opposite. It's too wet, and the Bureau of Meteorology is today releasing its winter outlook. To give us some more insight into what's coming up, it looks like our stubborn friend La Nina is bringing more wet weather into winter. Max Wake is a dairy farmer who lives at Whittingham. Morning, Max.
Hi, Jenny.
How do you feel, Max, when you hear more rain is on the way and the idea of a wet winter?
Well, it's been the order of the day for the last bit over 2 years now, and to think that we went through a drought for 2 or 3 years back in the 17, 18 and 19, and then now it's just the direct opposite. And I've been here where I am, I've been here 47 years, and we've gone at times when you have an irrigator for 6 months and you have an irrigator for 9 months. But we're now 28 months. It's just unheard of. And no one in living memory has ever seen it as wet as it is for as long as it is.
There are times when you're cheering switching off the irrigation system, but this has gone too far beyond, hasn't it, Max?
Well, I guess that's the only good part of it. We haven't had irrigation bills, but we've had other extra expenses with feeding cows and so on that you don't normally have, you know.
Why? Is it too wet to grow your own pastures?
Well, you can grow. A lot of the trouble was we normally like to put our feed in, our winter pastures in the round about March. And we weren't able to do that. And some of it we still haven't got in. Simply, you can't get on the ground. It's too wet for sod seeders and things like that. The cows are actually in what you call horrendous conditions, boggy, muddy. They've got nowhere to lay down in the dry. It's affecting their milk production, and our costs go up a bit with the extra silage they've got to have, or hay, or whatever you like. They've got to be fed, and you don't feed them, they don't milk.
Yeah. And so what do you do to look after the welfare of the cows during a time like this? How do you keep them safe and dry and warm?
Well, you do the best you can. You try to find new paddocks from time to time, but after a while they get bogged up too. And the other downside to it is having a hell of a lot, and all dairy farmers, and not only dairy farmers, be having the same trouble with foot rot, bad feet, sore feet. The wet weather, their feet go soft and they get lame, and it's one hell of a problem actually, and we just got to wade through it. But as you said there a while ago, the Bureau of Meteorology forecast is for it not to dry up soon.
What's it costing you, and in terms of feeding the cows instead of letting them just eat your pastures, and do you pass that on to the consumer? You're making more money?
Well, not really. It's hard to put a figure on what it costs because you just go and do it anyway. And I guess we're in a fortunate situation where we had plenty of silage and hay. Now, anybody who doesn't have that, it'd be in a fair bit of trouble. But it's eating into our reserves. And you mentioned about making money. Well, the price of milk's going to go up, and fairly substantially, in about another 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, people need to brace themselves for that because we just can't keep going on our cost structure the way it is. We have to get significant rises.
We've heard over the years that when the costs go up at the supermarket for us customers, it doesn't necessarily filter through to you. Will you get
correct.
Of that?
Yeah.
Will you get some of the
correct.
Next rise?
Yeah, the dairy companies have actually, I won't put a figure on it because I don't think it's finished yet, but a substantial rise in the price of milk, effective from the 1st of July. And it is going to be fairly substantial. I don't know that it's enough, but I guess it's better than nothing at all. But we need an injection into our income to be able to survive.
Yeah. All right. We hear you, Max. Thanks for helping us understand what it's like, and let's hope the sun shines a bit more for you.
Well, it'll be nice, but yeah. I didn't think I'd ever say that. But anyway, I am now.
Yes, indeed. Max Wake there, Whittingham dairy farmer.